Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock, the time. I'm squinting down at the bottom of my computer screen because, as Scraby said last hour, I don't have my glasses.
There's a big old clock behind
my
head.
I need that one. I should look at there. Yeah, thank you. But I have to look through you.
My head is right in the middle of it.
Padres fall 6-1 to the Mets today. We've discussed the myriad of issues that went along with today's loss. Padres are 2.5 back of the Dodgers, who host the Giants tonight, starting a 4-game series up in L.A., Clayton Kershaw announcing today that he will indeed retire at the end of the season. News that was met by Scraby with
a resounding sound effect. The worst thing that I've ever done on this show.
It's pretty close. Pretty close.
Oh, wow.
It showed no respect for a guy that deserves a little of your respect. Sorry. He's beaten the Padres like 29 times. I mean, you eventually got to tip your cap to the guy after a while.
No, I just hate it.
You just hate it.
I just hate it. I mean,
that's fair. That's fair. I get that. Padres have not just issues today in the loss. They got a major problem coming up.
Wait, they got more problems?
They got a major problem coming up. And it has to do with their pitching rotation. And I'm going to explain it to you in a second. But before I get to that, we are coming up on Thursday Night Football, Dolphins-Bills tonight. Have you heard any pundit anywhere, social media or otherwise, say that this game will be within 3 touchdowns? Just you. Okay, you're the only one.
And
Mike McDaniel are the only ones.
I don't even think Mike McDaniel feels
he may not even think that. There's a big story for my Dolphin brethren out there. And there are many of you, I know, because you talk to me and we go through some of this agony together. ESPN.com, really good article by, they have a guy named Marcel Louis Jacques, who is kind of their ESPN, writer.
Beat reporter.
And he does a long story today for Dolphin fans only. I don't think anyone else would care enough. But it just talks about the culture in that locker room and why it is so bad and why people think they're soft and what the players think about it and what they think about Mike McDaniel and whether he's a good leader or not a good, all of this complaint and the stuff we hear about the Dolphins. It's a good deep dive into that.
Okay.
And it hits it from both sides. Some of it are like, hey, Mike McDaniel's, a guy that, really likes his players. What's the matter with that? They've taken advantage of it.
Players coach.
It's on them. And then there's other people who say, well, he's allowed this culture to happen. So, you know what I mean? You get both sides.
Yeah.
And it's probably truth to both.
Yes. It's in the middle.
It's probably in the middle somewhere. So if you're a Dolphin fan and you want to agonize like I do, you can read that.
Well, real quick, what was one of the major takeaways from why they aren't playing well or why the culture is not good?
Why the culture is what it is? Honestly, one of the major takeaways is that star players were given preferential treatment and abused that power.
Oh.
And guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey just stop showing up on time, didn't come to practices, left early.
Left early from practice? They just walked off the field?
Yeah. I mean, stuff like this was happening, and McDaniel was, you know, fining them. What else can he do unless...
Sit them!
Well, there you go. So there's that side, right, that says, well, you got to send the message, but...
He's got to protect his own job, and that would be by sitting them and proving that he's the head coach of that team.
That's one of the things in the article.
That is...
It's pretty messy.
Sorry,
it's
Gonzo said that just... The Dolphins fans talk to each other through echolocation. I don't really know what that means. It's their communication where they send out like signals.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad to be a Dolphin these days.
That makes me think of the players worse than it does the coach. Because if you're a player that's just going to pack up in the middle of a practice and leave...
Well, that's why they traded Jalen Ramsey.
That's insane.
They traded Jalen Ramsey because he's just destroyed the chemistry of the whole locker room. They gave him to the Steelers, and we'll see what the Steelers do.
And Tyreek Hill hasn't really been worth the trouble lately.
Not really.
I feel bad for you.
I also, you know, because... In sticking up for McDaniel, and I've ripped him as much as I can. I mean, I want him fired like every other Dolphin fan right now. But, you know, you're in the NFL. You should have some accountability to yourself.
It's your job.
Some accountability.
All right, Chris. I'm going home.
Right. There's people in this article. Thank you. Bye, Jalen. There's people in this article who say that. They say, you know, the players, you're a pro. You should be accountable. There's others who say, coach needs to make you accountable. So it depends where you come down.
You should not have to motivate a guy to come to work.
Show up on reasonably
when you're
on
making
time.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill proudly told reporters that he's yet to be late for a practice or a meeting this year. Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Model citizen. Let's get to week 8 and see what happens.
Terrific. We'll build a statue for you.
Is Tua ever late? He doesn't seem like a guy who would be late.
I don't think so. Tua's just not real good right now. And this is all the off-the-field stuff, but the reason they're going to get boat raced tonight is because their defense has allowed points on 13 of 15 drives this year.
That's crazy.
They have no secondary, and they have no offensive line, so they can't block. If you can't block, you can't get the pass down the field. And so they end up with all that short stuff that we've seen. And
then you got an unhappy Tyreek Hill yelling at everybody on the sideline.
They can't beat even a bad team right now. And tonight they're playing a really good one. I mean, Buffalo. All right, anyway, enough about that. Let me get to the Padres issue. Because this is something that they've got to... I can't tell them what to do here. Because I don't have the solution. I really don't. And I don't think we can even get to a solution until we actually get to the situation. Here's the problem. Tomorrow in Chicago, Dylan Cease will pitch. Saturday, Yu Darvish. Sunday, Michael Kingsday. Then they'll come home for Milwaukee. Monday, Nick Pivetta. Tuesday, if it goes according to plan, Vasquez will pitch an inning and then come out. Wednesday, it is Dylan Cease's turn. Here's where the problem arises.
Arises?
Yes, Luis arises. The final three games of the season against Arizona. Your pitchers, as it stands right now, are Darvish, King, and Pivetta. Here's the problem with that.
Oh, playoffs.
The playoffs are right after that, and those are the three guys you probably are going to want to start in your playoff games.
They start on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, you get one day off, which means
30th.
They start on the 30th. What this means is that it would actually be Dylan Cease's day to pitch when the playoffs start. I'm not saying they're going to use him. I'm just saying you have Darvish, King Pivetta, the last three regular season games right now. Those are the three guys you want to start in Chicago. Here's the thing. You may need...
Yeah, exactly.
You may need to use Darvish, King, and Pivetta to secure whatever it is you're trying to secure. I think, and I don't know what they're going to do, and I don't know what they should do. I'll ask what the chat people can chime in on this, and maybe it'll be a moot point, because maybe they just won't catch up to the Dodgers. And in a lot of ways, now I'm thinking it might be bad to catch up to the Dodgers, but here's my point. If you go to the last weekend of the season, and you're tied with the Dodgers. Let's say they lose a bunch, and you win out, and you're tied.
You have a chance at the division.
You're tied with three games to go. You going to use Darvish, King, and Pivetta against the Diamondbacks to try to win the division and then not possibly have them for the playoff series? Or are you going to do something else so that you can use them against the Cubs and potentially allow the Dodgers to win the division?
Say it in order of how they're going to go. Say it one more time.
Darvish, King, Pivetta.
All right, so Darvish pitches Friday, which makes him available for Wednesday.
Yeah, and it makes King available for Thursday, and it doesn't make Pivetta available at all.
For the series.
For the next series.
Okay.
So you almost have to sit Pivetta out in the season finale and save him for Tuesday. And then hope you can use Darvish Wednesday and King Thursday.
As soon as you clinch a playoff spot,
you're going to start.
You could pull someone up from AAA, redo the line or the rotation a little bit.
But where are they now in terms of clinching a playoff spot? They're still a magic number like 5 or 6, aren't they? It's going to be the middle of next week, you know, when that happens, if it happens. So this is an issue. I'm sure I'm not the first one to bring it up. In fact, I know Kevin Acey wrote about it. So they have to know this. What they do in the next 9 days with the starting rotation is going to be interesting. Because the three most important games on your schedule here coming up are those three games in Chicago on September 30th and October 1st and 2nd.
Magic number is 4, apparently.
Magic number is 4. What would be nice is to clinch it all this weekend and then next week just get everything in order. But if you get everything in order next week, you're probably giving up the chase to the Dodgers.
We're going to have to reassess.
You're going to have to reassess this weekend. But I'll tell you one thing. You can't pitch Pivetta in the final regular season game and then not use him at all against the Cubs. That would be the dumbest thing in the history of the franchise.
And I didn't want to continue to go down the doom and gloom route, but I'm going to. I don't have confidence in Michael King right now. I don't have confidence in Yu Darvish. I have confidence that they can pitch well, but I'm not sure that they are going to pitch well. Darvish has been up and down all year. Michael King just
had a
gave
bad
up
game.
8 runs.
I'm gonna tell you two things on that. First, I do have confidence that they can come up big. But secondly, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. What are you going to do?
Tyler says Sears and Cortez are going to get starts in that final series at home for sure.
And he might be right. But would you still do that if you're tied with the Dodgers or maybe trying to a game up and you're trying to win the division? Because remember, if you win the division, it's a long shot now, but if you win the division, the playoffs begin here in San Diego rather than in Chicago. There is something to reward you if you win the division. Yeah. So if you're going to start Sears and Cortez, I get what you're saying, but you're not going to be putting your best foot forward to win at the end of the regular season.
Well, let's
it's just weird that it worked this way,
but
that is how it worked. So something to keep in the back of your mind as we get into the last 9 days of the season. Ugh. Good job by Kevin Acey.
I'm not really feeling
kind of looking down the road and seeing that and bringing it to our attention, my attention anyway, because it's worthy of talking about. It's important what they're going to do. They have to know it. And maybe it's going to be a fluid situation based on what happens.
This is supposed to be the best time of the year.
Well,
I don't feel that way.
They may not be the only team going through this. I mean, maybe other teams have key players pitching the final weekend that you have to rest. I mean, this happens to every team. So, but it may come up and be a big deal. All right, we're going to check some traffic. No Daily Gambit today. But the Aztecs have like one of the most important games. Is this hyperbole? One of the most important games in program history? Is that too much? I think it is. But it doesn't change the fact that this game against Cal Saturday is important. But where's the buzz? Is there any buzz? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about how they're trying to create some buzz.
Yes.
And we'll do that when we come back. We got a big 5 ahead. Later on, we have NFL pick segment. And Chris versus the fans?
Yes.
We got a lot. So don't go anywhere. Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Quinn and Chris, three, the big clock over
Should I move my head?
Yeah, move your head. Big clock. 3:20 is the time. Tony obviously is traveling. He's with the Padres. They're on their way to Chicago, taking with them a 6-1 loss at the hands of the Mets today. Alonso homered again. I think he homered in every game of the series. Brandon Nimmo put it out of reach early with a 3-run homer in the third inning off reliever Wandy Peralta. That means that Randy Vasquez was taken out in the third inning. Some are wondering about that. I'm one of them. I imagine Ben and Woods will ask Mike Shildt about that tomorrow morning.
That is
the manager's report with Mike. They'll ask and then they'll duck.
That's a tough question.
You kind of have to. You have to ask him. We already heard his answer on this show today, what he said after the game. I'm sure he'll say the same thing tomorrow morning, but he sounded like a guy who was trying to convince himself that he had done the right thing.
Or he was trying, to me, he may have been trying to provide all the information to prove that he made the right choice.
Try to soften the blow.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Peralta gave up the home run. That, to me, is not why I didn't like the move. I didn't like the move because I don't like taking my starting pitcher out in a 2-1 game in the third inning. But that's me. I will not be interviewed on the manager's report tomorrow. Mike Shildt will be because he's the manager. It's at 9 a.m. on Ben and Woods tomorrow. The manager's report refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. All right. The Aztecs played the fight song. Hopefully they'll play it a few times Saturday night when they host Cal. And it's 7:30 game. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. I'm going to give it over to Scray because he wanted to talk about Sean Lewis and what he's been up to this week. But I said it's one of the most important games in program history. You know, that's always hyperbole. But what I mean is, if they lose this game by 2 touchdowns or more, which I believe most people think they will, I think they're 12.5-point underdog. Cal's undefeated. The Aztecs got swamped in their last game by a Washington State team that in turn last week got crushed at North Texas. So Washington State whipped the Aztecs, then went to North Texas and lost by 40.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well for the Aztecs either.
That does not.
Right? The Aztecs have a young quarterback, the whole thing. All right, so nobody expects them to win. So if they lose, to me, it's kind of like, well, more of the same, and it's malaise, and it's, you know, people saying, well, Aztec football just ain't that, and I'm not into it. So it is important to not lose from that perspective, or, you know, not compete, get blown out, which is what people are expecting. On the other side, let's just say, hope against hope, Scrape. Let's just say they've taken these 2 weeks and they've really cleaned a bunch of stuff up and they come out and they play their butts off. And let's say they knock off Cal. You know?
That would be awesome.
That could be a big boost for Sean Lewis. It could turn everything in his favor. It could get people saying, hey, maybe this guy is onto something.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I say it's big. If they lose, it's going to be more of the same. Well, I don't care about Aztec football. But if they win, I think you can kind of wake everybody up.
You can get a little buzz going.
So that's what I think is important. And Sean Lewis is trying to at least get some people in the stadium. Talk about, Kirk wrote about this earlier in the
week. Yes, he did. They're actually doing a couple different things to try to get people into the stadium, and they're having a quote-unquote flash sale. Sean Lewis said yesterday morning there was 4,000 tickets remaining, and they were going to have this flash sale to just try to buy up all the tickets, which I think is pretty awesome. They had Christian Chapman do a little commercial, I guess, on their Twitter.
Chapman was the quarterback of the Champs from 10 years ago.
They beat Stanford.
That year. They also won the Mountain West back-to-back years.
They had a really good season.
Those were
very good teams. Anyway, $15 for this flash sale. So if you want to see if they're still up there, go to the SDSU Athletics website, and you could probably find them there. But so that's how they're trying to get people in for that. But what I really want to talk about was Sean Lewis went around town and handed out tickets last weekend, and he went to some flag football events, and he handed out tickets. And for as bad as it's been for him as a head coach and his head coach record, I like what he's doing because he's going out in the community and he's trying. He's at least taking it upon himself to go meet people and to make fans and to go and try to get kids excited about this program. And when I said this on Twitter, I got a couple responses. Yeah, but he can't score points. I think it says something about Sean Lewis that he doesn't seem to have one foot out the door and looking for another opportunity. He wants to be here. He wants to build this team, and he's going out and he's trying to build a fan base. And I got to give him credit for that because you don't see many coaches doing that. And when someone does that in this day and age, to me, it tells me that they care a lot about what's happening with their program. So I'm going to applaud him for that. Now, would some wins be nice? Yes, wins definitely need to be happening at some point soon. But Sean Lewis is trying to do something.
There's two ways to look at this, and I...
Oh, no, the flash sale yesterday only?
Oh.
So don't go to the website.
Uh-oh, don't go to the website, the flash sale.
Well, here's another thing. If we're going to talk about this, I think that the Aztecs could probably send us a text or an email and say, hey, can you help us promote this flash sale? We'd be more than happy to help you promote a flash sale. But that right there, if I don't even know that the flash sale's over, right, that's a problem.
Yeah. No, you're right. You gotta get the word out.
I read the article.
Correct. No, you're right. That's a fair point. We don't know. Many of us are in the dark, unfortunately, and, they need to help us. Sean Lewis going out, there's some people that are saying, well, you can't give away free tickets like that. But that's exactly what Steve Fisher and Brian Dutcher did way back when. All right? When they got there, Steve Fisher went 0 for his first year. No one even knew that we had a Division I basketball team practically. They're playing at Peterson Gym, or maybe they just opened Vieja, whatever it was. No one cared. No one went. Steve Fisher, Brian Dutcher went out pretty much walking the streets saying, hey, we're the coaches of the basketball team. Come out and sample the game. So that's what they did. If I'm Sean Lewis and I'm not, I would have met with Steve Fisher a long time ago. It would have been the first person I met with. How did you get people excited?
I wonder if
what
they
did
ever
you
have.
Do? I don't know. I'm not, you know, that's his thing. But I don't like to give away tickets either, because a lot of times people won't the next time pay for them when you want them to come
They're
back.
Waiting for the freebie now.
But what Sean Lewis is trying to do is get people out there, and I think he's going to get some more people out there this Saturday night than they've had. And so that goes back to my very first thing. What if you win? Then the people who went are going to say, hey, that was pretty good. We might have something here. But if you get beat again, anyone you gave out or came out is going to go, well, it's the same old Aztec thing. That is not Sean Lewis's fault. That's what he was up against when he got the job. But even though it's not his fault, it's up to him to find a way to turn that around.
Yes.
That is what he was hired to do.
Yeah.
Win games and turn around the fortunes of the football program. Sorry, that's what you're there for. So I agree with you, Scraby. He's out there. He's trying. He cares. He's not just saying to the people at San Diego State, oh, no, my job is to win games. Your job is to bring people into
sell
the stands.
Yeah.
No, he's saying, I'm taking it upon myself to try to get people in. I'm going to do whatever I can. I appreciate that as well.
I'm a big fan of people who lead by example lead by doing it.
Yeah.
I
have one.
I think that go ahead. One last thing.
Yeah,
the key for them is to get to the youth now. Get to the youth. Make them fans.
Well, that's what you said. He went to flag football
and that was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, go get kids.
Because that's where you make your fan base, and then those people have kids, and then they're Aztec fans.
Kids bring parents too.
Kids bring parents. Kids do bring parents. Not the other way around.
You know, one more thing I want to just throw in there. I feel bad for the kids, the players that are on this squad to a certain extent, and maybe to a big extent. You know, they worked their butts off all summer long, all off season. They're in the weight room. My point being, they work just as hard as the kids do at Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
They work just as hard as the kids do at USC.
Yep.
And at Georgia and at any other place you want to name. I think they deserve a certain amount of our support going out there to, you know, cheer them on and give them what we can. They're out there giving it everything they've got. And I don't know that there's a player that would ever say something, but when you run out onto the field and you don't get the roar, I think you feel some type of way. And that's just what they have to deal with at San Diego State. But I think, you know, I can't tell you how to spend your money. That's not fair of me to do. I'm just saying, these kids really work their butts off, and no matter what you feel about San Diego State or their team or the program or the, maybe just do it for the kids on the club. Go out there and cheer them on. Try to see how help if you can't help them get a win.
I'm that not type buying, of thing. I'm not buying a $65 ticket to do that, though.
I didn't say you had to.
I know.
I'm
I know,
saying
I
that's
know.
Their issue. San Diego State's got to deal with that. I'm just trying to give you another side of it.
Do like a 4-hour flash sale one day per week for home games. Try that. See how many people you get in there. But who's going to, I guess, New Mexico State? Like, is anybody really going to be? I don't even know if they play them, but they probably play New Mexico.
Well,
you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but they can't worry about what their opponents are. They got to create an exciting atmosphere for people to come out and see them play. And once they do that and win some games and get people and get Snapdragon rolling, if they ever can do it, then the opponents, you know, that's on top of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not the marketing guy. You're not. But we care. And I would like to, you know, feel like we're at least pushing people to try to help this program. This is our Division I, you know, main team that we have in this city. For whether you like it or not, that's what we got.
I kind of feel exhausted today, Chris.
We're pulling a lot of stuff out here. Let's go to a break, and then you will get more tired because you're going to big five us next. Looking at the tiny clock I can't see over here. 3:38 is the time, Chris. Hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. He and the Padres going from New York City to Chicago, hitting the big ones here. Padres and White Sox, rather. Can't we just stay in Chicago, right? You're going to be in Chicago. You got to come home, play six games. then go back to Chicago probably for the playoff against the Cubs. It'll be Dylan Cease tomorrow night. I hope Dylan Cease feels like he's at home in Chicago where he used to pitch.
He might.
Because he pitches a lot better at home.
He definitely might.
Padres lost 6-1 today to the Mets, if you're just tuning in. And Scraby and I are getting ready to send you to Dolphin Football. We are the home of Dolphin Football, at least for tonight we are anyway.
Man, that's not a title I want to advertise.
Miami Buffalo.
Never want to advertise. We are the home for Dolphin Football.
Well, we are tonight.
Tonight,
yeah. Tua's, I think, got one win against Josh Allen.
I saw
12 tries or something.
I think it was 1-9 or 1-8.
You know the game they won with Tua? It was the very first time he got the concussion when they bounced him on the turf and he came back into the game with the concussion and then nobody knew it. Remember that? So it started the whole concussion discussion.
Yes.
Do you remember this game? It was in Miami.
Sorry, yes, I was reading because there's some discourse going on about me saying I wouldn't buy $65 tickets to the Aztec game, which someone on the chat is saying, hey, it supports the guys. One game a year, you could spend $65. I don't disagree, but honestly, I don't have the money to pay for a $65 ticket, and you might think I'm joking. I'm not.
I'm not disagreeing with you. $65 to me is a lot, although I've started to discover that a movie night with your partner or your wife, whatever partner, whoever, that's 50.
Lucky, my dog.
Or your dog. That's 50, pretty much.
I actually went to the movies a couple weeks ago.
Did you find a cheap one somewhere?
Oh, okay. $14 ticket.
There you go. But yeah, the movie, I mean, just about anything you do now costs money, I must say.
Everything
I've kind of discovered
so that
concerts, anything, you go to a club, I can't find anything that's too cheap except maybe like a run over to get an ice cream or something. Even that's $10 now.
Because we're having to pay milk fees.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Milk fees.
Ah!
Big Sorry. Five time. Let's see what we come up with there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food. Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I got so into the Aztecs talk, Chris, in the last segment, I forgot to tell you we have Aztecs free tickets to give away to someone.
And well, maybe you should go outside and call in, and maybe you can win them. Then you won't have to pay the $65.
No. I want someone to win them and actually go, please.
All right, we're going to have Aztec Cal tickets. I'll have a trivia question at the end of this segment. Remind me, Scrape, so that I do it before we go to the break, because I forget every time.
All right, we got to get through a lot.
Number five.
I just realized what time it was. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spirulscuisine.com. The Athletic's Eno Saris was on with Ben and Woods this morning, and Ben actually asked a question about the bullpen, since the bullpen is the Padres' strong suit. With the rotation not lining up great for a possible postseason, and I will say possible, should the Padres do a bullpen game in the playoffs? Here is what Eno Saris told them.
That's a really good question. The Dodgers have been really successful. I looked at this with bullpen games in the playoffs, and it is a viable strategy. Now, the first inning is just the hardest one, because you know their best hitters are coming up. And so the question then becomes, do I use one of my best relievers in the first inning and guarantee that this is a bullpen game? Or do I depend on one of my starters to at least get through the lineup once or twice, you know? It isn't so much like, will I use Mason Miller? It's more like, do I start this game with Mason Miller?
Right. Right. Seriously. I tweeted it the other day. I would like to.
I didn't cut off the rest of it, but anyway.
I was excited to hear what Woodsy had to say.
Oh, you want
to
hear it?
No, it's okay.
It's cut off anyway.
I'll call him at home tonight and ask him what he said.
I'm sure he would love that. I'm sure he would love that.
Hey, Woodsy.
All right, so here's the question, Chris. Should the Padres consider a bullpen game in the playoffs?
Apparently they're already doing it. They did it today. They tried to do it yesterday.
Oof.
Sorry, Mike Schilt, but I can't stop. Should they consider it? I think everything has to be under consideration. The way Cease is pitched, you have to be concerned if you need a fourth starter. Here's the problem with the bullpen game. It's the only thing I'm going to point out to all of you who think it's a great idea. If you have one, Wandy's pitching an inning. Matsui's probably pitching an inning. Is David Morgan back? And you can't pitch the whole bullpen game with Mason Miller and Adrian Morejon. So that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
I know you trust the bullpen. We trust the bullpen. But I also know most of you don't trust Wandy, and you don't trust Matsui, and you don't trust a lot of these other guys. Well, if you have a bullpen game, they're going to have to pitch too. So how's the best way to get to the sixth inning? Is it with five innings from Darvish, or is it with one inning apiece from Wandy Peralta and Hideki Matsui, and I keep saying Hideki Matsui, Yuki Matsui, and Marinaccio and Morgan. You know, is that what you're going to do? So I don't know which
Kyle Hart, maybe.
Yeah, what do you feel better doing?
But I
think you should consider everything.
You have to consider it, but Eno Saris makes a great point. Why would I burn Mason Miller just to get a zero on the board in the first inning? If they do score a run in the first inning, I still have, you know, eight other innings that I can try to score a run. I think a bullpen game is a slippery slope, but they may have to do it. And the bullpen, if it works out, it works out. But I don't really want to see it. All right, let's go to the next one.
Number four.
Kansas and Arizona State are discussing moving their September 19th, 2026 football game to London's Wembley Stadium. It would require Kansas to get a waiver to reschedule their Middle Tennessee game to week zero. Kansas is open to the move due to potential reduced stadium seating for Arizona State's visit because of off-season construction. If finalized, this would be the third college football game overseas next year, following Michigan, Western Michigan in Germany, and TCU and North Carolina in Ireland. I'm up first. Does Kansas and Arizona State in London move the needle for you?
Whoa, no. What, when is it?
Next year. No, it doesn't. I am so tired.
Kansas and who?
Arizona State.
Yeah, my wife's niece goes to Arizona State.
Oh, so you're going to Wembley now?
I'm gonna fly her niece to Wembley. Yeah, no, this
if you're a London,
so college football's trying to extend.
They're trying
grasp
to do what the NFL's doing. Yeah. They're trying to get people. I understand the marketing point of it. What happened to? I almost swore.
Really?
I almost swore. Okay. What happened to taking care of the customers that are keeping you afloat year after year? You want some? You think some guy's going to buy a Sam Levitt jersey in London? No. This is stupid.
Sam Levitt, for those confused, Sam Levitt's a quarterback in Arizona State.
Yes, I wasn't taking a shot, and I was hoping. TCU, North Carolina, and Ireland? That seems like a good game. Michigan, Western Michigan, and Germany? Don't care about that. Chris. There's no question, just thought.
Yeah, I think it's working. That's why they're doing it. That's all I'm going to say, because I'm not interested in going over there. Even if you put Ohio State and Texas over there, I still wouldn't fly to Germany to see it.
I wouldn't fly there, but I would definitely be into it, and that would be a good game for the fans to watch.
Wow.
And Kansas's thing is, hey, our stadium's not going to be done, so why don't we just go to London? I don't know. It's crazy.
Number three.
With Tom Brady announcing Monday that he'll be staging and playing in a Saudi Arabian flag football tournament featuring current NFL players, an obvious question arose. Are those teams that have those NFL players okay with it? Pro Football Talk contacted the various teams whose players were listed in the release, which is Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb, 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, Jets corner Sauce Gardner, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett, Raiders tight end Brock Bowers, Max Crosby, and Tyreek Hill from the Dolphins. The Cowboys, Pro Football Talk said, responded and said that, yes, we have given permission to CeeDee Lamb. 49ers and Eagles are still looking into it. Jets had no comment. Here's the Dolphins, citing the short week game at Buffalo, had no response, and the Browns just simply didn't respond to Pro Football Talk. So, Chris, would you let these players play if you owned a team?
I'd be a little more hesitant than you think.
This is all for...
It's a hard one, but, yeah. I mean, they're my assets, and now you're using my assets to make... Yeah, that doesn't totally wash with me.
And it's
I hate to keep players from doing something that they really want to do, but they're going to have to convince me.
Yeah, I'm with you. But the only other thing is, like, this is all for money. It's not for the Olympics. It's not for country pride.
That's right. So you're using my guys at the risk of them maybe getting hurt, you know.
I like Tom
for
Brady.
For your game.
I like Tom Brady, but he gets a little too big for his britches sometimes. Like, why does he need to recruit every NFL player to this Saudi Arabian flag football tournament that he's putting together?
And why does he get to sit in the Raider press box and then go to Charger practice before the game? Why doesn't the NFL see anything wrong with that?
I don't have time.
I know.
Kyler Murray, oh, sorry.
Number two.
Kyler Murray is in some trouble after posting a picture on social media wearing a Michael Vick jersey with his pit bull in the photo. As you know, Michael Vick was convicted of dogfighting, so this caused an issue. And here's what Kyler Murray said about the post, either today or yesterday, but here's what he said about it.
Why don't I just predict what he said about it?
Sorry, no, don't predict. I have to actually turn the thing on.
You know, in no way, shape, or form do I, you know, condone, you know, animal cruelty or dog, you know, dog fighting, whatever it is. You know, for me personally, y'all saw me wear the Michael Vick jersey, a player that I admire very much growing up. And then, you know, being home with my pup, who, you know, my dog Trunks and Swoosh, they both get treated like kings. So it's not like, you know, I'm in no way, shape, or form am I condoning that. But yes, I saw how it affected people and decided to take it down.
I think this is actually a pretty mature decision from Kyler Murray to take it down.
Who's first? You?
Me. Did he need to apologize? Yes, he needed to apologize. Do I think it's as big of a deal as people are making it? Probably not. Because Kyler Murray said it. He looked up to Michael Vick as a quarterback in the NFL. Now, the fact that he has a pit bull, if it was a Michael Vick jersey and maybe a Lucky, like a Golden Retriever Husky, might be a little bit different because pit bulls weren't involved. But I do think he needed to apologize. I think it's very mature for him to take this route, Chris.
I got four words on this particular one. Kyler Murray is dumb.
Okay,
I mean, if he didn't recognize the fact, I'm glad he liked Michael Vick, and Michael Vick was a hell of a player, and we can't hold it. Should we hold this against Michael Vick and everyone who mentions his name for the rest of time? Probably not. However, if you're Kyler Murray and you don't think posting a picture of Michael Vick with your pit bull is going to upset some people, you're dumb.
Jeez. On the chat, they say he's a bit tone-deaf, Scrape. Yeah, you're right. I understand that. And I did say that I understand that he probably should have put this together before he posted the picture. But like you
but
said,
he didn't,
how long
he didn't,
do we have to go with... Because I'm an animal lover, so what Michael Vick did is horrible, and sometimes I think about it, it makes me really sad. I don't know.
I don't know that we should live this forever on Michael Vick, but we're at least still living with it, so you got to know that.
Yes, you should know before you post a photo in a Michael Vick Michael.
So back
Vick
to my
jersey.
Back to my four-word narrative.
Okay.
Go ahead, one more.
Number one.
All right, the Bears are in disarray, and the defense gave up 50 points, and Jaquan Brisker was very angry about giving up 50 points. So a fan tweeted, they got to let Jaquan Brisker get up on that line of scrimmage and play in the backfield. Dennis Allen got to take them chains off nine. And Jaquan Brisker responded with, facts, use me. Well, some people did check the facts. Jaquan Brisker has played 100% of the plays this season, so he is a part of the problem. Do you have any problems with him saying this?
Hey. All I want to say is in the last game against the Lions, the Bears forced three punts. That's one more than the Dolphins have forced all season. There's nothing wrong with the Bears' defense, in my estimation.
I mean, they did give up 50 points.
All right, 833-288-0973. I know you got Chris versus the fans, but first you're going to call in because you're going to try to win a couple tickets to see the Aztecs against Cal on Saturday, 7:30 game at Snapdragon Stadium. Here's the question. Name the last Cal Bear to win the Heisman Trophy. Name the last Cal Bear, California Golden Bear, to win the Heisman Trophy. First person, 833-288-0973. You'll see Cal and the Aztecs Saturday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.